This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
It's all about starting your day in a positive way, looking for the positive. You know, we're rooting for you guys.
Yeah.
What's your little victory, DZ?
Well, my little victory is that I narrowly avoided getting hit by a train today.
What?
You heard what I said.
What do you mean narrowly? A train's not small. How did you kind of avoid getting hit by a train?
Nor are they slow. But I was driving this morning on my way to work, man. And as I'm crossing the train tracks, the bars start to come down, bro. Like, I'm driving normal, cooling. It's not. I'm not driving slow. I'm also not speeding.
That would freak me out a little.
I got time, bro. And all of a sudden, red lights start flashing as I'm starting to progress through. And I'm like, whoa.
Hold on.
So I look to my left, nothing. I look to my right, train. About 200 feet away, right?
Yeah.
But still, bro, I was like, yeah, yo, son.
Where did that come from? So, you know, sometimes they're little, sometimes they're big. DZ avoided getting hit by a freaking train.
Now, granted, it's probably a freight train moving slower than most because I know the tracks and I'm just like, whoa.
Wow.
Thankfully, the arms do come down there. It's not like it's an armless intersection and I'm not trying to freak nobody out. Like, oh, DZ almost got hit by... Bruh, I got nervous though. I'm not going to lie to you. So I was like, whoa.
That would make me nervous.
That was a close one.
Yeah. Dang. Well, you know what? Who cares about my little victory? You didn't get hit by a train.
I care, dog.
Okay, you know what my little victory is? We actually both cleaned the studio. Yesterday, I went on some weird, like, thing where it was making me clearly feel better to clean. Yeah. And then I came in and you were vacuuming the board. And I'm like, I really feel good. I feel like I didn't realize we needed a cleaning.
Spring cleaning. That's exactly what we did.
We needed it.
Yep.
And by we, I mean me over here with my corner with too many snacks.
I felt good, though. You started doing it and I went, yeah, I like that. I like
it
that vibe. Let's
so
get it.
So much better in here, which is good because we have two guests coming in today and you have to wait to find out who.
That part. It's not just our little victories. It's y'all little victories too.
They're gonna be here right after What Would DZ Do?
Yeah.
So hold on, everybody. It's gonna be a hell of a show. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I didn't realize this was something you didn't know about me. It's something I don't tell people. I should use it as my one random fact when people ask you about one random fact about yourself.
Or like the two truths and a lie or something, yeah.
I had a previous job long before radio. Well, actually, I was working part-time in radio. I think I was 19. I used to write obits for a newspaper. I used to write obituaries.
Don't shorthand it.
You're right, it was a newspaper. I used to write obituaries for a newspaper.
Wow.
This was a full, like a part-time job I had for at least a year. I'll never forget it. I think I really was about 19. I was going to college for communications. I was already working part-time at a radio station in Southern Illinois where I grew up. And I thought, I need more on my resume. Not just radio. I need a newspaper
because people
actually read newspapers back then. And so I went and I found out there was an opening. I applied. It was to write obituaries, DZ.
Did you know that's what it was for?
No clue.
Okay.
So
cool.
I went in every day, and you can't believe how many people would die every day. Listen, boy. Let me tell you.
Don't Google it, bro.
How many people die a day?
Don't Google it. It's gonna make you sad for real.
And what went into it was wild. So families or funeral homes would fax or not even email, fax or send over.
And not F-A-C-T-S, not fax,
F-A-X,
y'all.
F-A-X,
F-A-X,
I would walk
machine.
Over to the fax machine at the
machine.
Newspaper. I would pick up 7 new obituaries, and then I would walk over and type them into the system, and I would have to edit them and make them sound good and use whatever the family gave me. And sometimes I had to call funeral homes and get the info if I couldn't find find it. Wow. And so every day I wrote obituaries, and I don't have any issues with death. It doesn't scare me like it scares my kids. Some people have a fear of it. I just every day, you know, John Smith
survived
77.
By. Yeah.
And I learned how to write obituaries. And you'd think, no, I was the one writing those in the newspaper. And then they would get printed, and every day I'd be like, hey, I wrote that dead guy's obituary.
Y'all see the obit this morning?
That was me.
yeah, that Jane Doe, me. Me, yeah, flex on them. Flex on them.
Basically, if you didn't know, one of the weirdest jobs I ever had was I wrote obituaries for a newspaper in college.
You are the first person I have ever met that has had an obituary writing job.
Shout out the Southern Illinoisan, which was the newspaper. I should at least give them the shout out.
Shout out them Salukis, boy. Saluki Press.
Isn't that crazy? I wasn't even the Salukis, boy. Oh, well, I was, but you know.
So I want to know
what's the weirdest job you've ever had. I nobody's gonna be able to top me, are they, with writing obituaries?
You'd be surprised, bro. I just know there was somebody whose job was to clean some gutter somewhere in some place, and thankfully that wasn't me.
It doesn't even have to be different or cool, just the weirdest job you've ever had.
And maybe weird is cool, maybe weird is not, bro.
Maybe you sat and watched something and you didn't have to do anything but stare at it at a factory or something. Who knows?
The
you
secret
know?
Shoppers, I'd consider that a weird job. Even though it's cool, I think that's a little strange. It's like a secret shopper, like trying to test the security or whatever.
Yeah.
I do it. If y'all hiring, what up? I'm going to get paid to steal now?
You know what? Maybe it's not. I don't get paid to steal.
So I'm going to get paid to steal now.
That's actually a good idea. I want to be a secret shopper. It doesn't have to be weird, just interesting. The most interesting job you've ever had.
Weird, interesting, cool, whatever. Just like something that you're like, I don't think many people have heard this job or done this job. When I was young, I stocked at the commissary. The military commissary in Illinois.
Yeah, this is random. I didn't know this about you.
In Great Lakes. And it was because a friend of my mother's had the post, right? And her job was to stock certain items within the commissary. She was an older lady. So she enlisted me and my guy. She was like, do you guys want to make a couple dollars? Like, y'all come help me out. You know, I'll pay you per case, basically. I got paid per item.
What is the commissary for the military?
It's a military store. It's like
Is it cheaper? Is it free?
By far cheaper.
So people in the military can go into the commissary
and
locally.
Yep.
Oh, and their family.
Correct. Like,
and do they have them everywhere or just by bases?
I would assume they have them mostly by bases as far as having commissary bases. But this one was an off-base commissary.
I was going
to
say.
It was really close to the Great Lakes Naval Base, though.
Yeah, so got it.
All in all, stocking baby food was probably the weirdest job I've had. Because I broke a lot of baby food jars. I'm sorry, y'all.
Really?
Randomly really hard to stock baby food, and I'm heavy-handed. It was just hard. It was weird.
Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in and said, Allie, you should watch the TV show Not Dead Yet. She writes obits, but the ghosts come talk to her until she gets theirs written. No ghosts talk to me when I wrote obituaries for the newspaper.
How do
None.
You know?
I trust me. Well, you're right. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. I don't listen anyway.
Did you ever feel like you were overcome with like emotion while writing somebody's obituary?
No.
Oh,
I don't even barely remember it. Honestly.
Maybe you were possessed the whole time.
I might have been. Daryl and Racine texted in and said, I used to score hockey games as a teen and drive the Zamboni. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Somebody said they were the crime scene cleanup crew. Isn't that just the firefighters? Don't they just come in and hose it down? Somebody else has to do it?
I think it's like pre-hose down before the and then post-hose down also. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Becca in East Troy said, my weirdest job was I castrated and removed horns on calves at a beef farm. Oh my gosh, how do you sleep at night?
I said weird. We didn't say terrible.
Now I'm over here eating meat going, how do you sleep at night?
We actually ain't that affected, y'all.
414-533-1037. What is the strangest or most interesting job you've ever had? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Carrie in Kenosha texted in to 414-533-1037. She said, I was a corrections officer for 12 years. I've seen some things I can never unsee. You'd be surprised what people do and how they act. Now, I don't know if I would, Carrie.
I could imagine. I could imagine. I've got some friends whose siblings are corrections officers. And
they see a lot.
They see a lot.
Jenny's in Waukesha on 3. We're talking about the most interesting or strangest job you've ever ever had. I wrote obituaries for a newspaper. Something new you learned about me today.
We said, it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
I enjoyed it. I was so disconnected from the death of it. I just kind of did it. I was in the mode. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh no, John died today.
Oh man. Well, you had a mission in mind after that too.
It was a job.
That wasn't what you were going to do for life.
No, thank God.
Yeah. Morning, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Good morning, y'all. How are you?
Well,
I mean,
we're reliving weird jobs we had. What's yours?
Not that our job's any less weird now.
So when I was younger, in my early teens, I had a part-time job, and I worked at this candle place in Maguanago. So, and I had to dip candles and pour wax. So I had to mix the colors with the wax, pour them in the molds.
Interesting.
Pull them out of the molds. And I literally had to dip the candles in the water into the wax.
You were a candle mixologist?
She was the candle maker.
Yes, yes. It was hard. And I'm telling you, it built the arm muscles really good. Dip the candles in the water, dip the candles in the wax. Did it about 10, 15 times. Yep, had to hang them up and let them dry.
Wow, bro, that's cool. That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, and if they didn't smell right, I know who to come find. Uh-huh. It was you, the candle maker. She messed it up.
It was Jenny.
Wow. Hmm. I've never made a candle. That's something I need to do. Bucket list. Because you can go do it now at these places.
So many places.
So it was really cool watching them. So what they did, the candles were warm, and then they had carvers that would carve these candles.
Jeez.
And they made like wedding candles. They were beautiful.
They were beautiful.
Yeah.
Very ornate. Yeah, all intricate. They do it for Jenny. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yep. For weddings, for ceremonies.
This is like an ice sculptor. This is a candle sculptor.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yes. We're in the presence of greatness. Yeah.
Jenny, is that place still in Maguanago or is it gone?
I think it still is. I don't want to say it, but can I say it on the air?
Yeah. Yes. Not like it's talking bad.
It's Lillian Rose candles, and they made like wedding candles. You could buy them at
okay.
We're nosy.
Listen,
we want to check them out.
As long as you don't say anything bad, you can talk about them. If you're going to talk trash, we're not getting sued. So you can say Lillian Rose.
Now, if you're just trying to shout out and plug the business, that's a different conversation. You know what I'm saying? But if you're really, this is a story, and we want to hear it, and we're nosy, we want to look them up.
We sell advertising, but if you're just telling a good story about back in the day, well, tell us more.
We'll let you slide the plug in. We'll let you slide the plug
in. All right, Lillian Rose Candles. Thanks for calling, Jenny and Sharon. That's an interesting job for sure.
Right. Appreciate you.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye. Let you back. Candle maker. Candle sculptor, excuse me.
Okay, that's really cool. Let's go to Nick in Waukesha next and see what his random job was. Hi, Nick.
Hey.
Bienvenido a Miami. Wepa.
Okay, well, Jenny was a candle maker. DZ restocked the commissary, and I wrote obituaries for a newspaper. What is your random job you had?
Well, we got two in a row for Waukesha, so there we go. All right.
Okay. Shout out Waukesha this morning.
Shout out the walk. Hey.
The Shaw.
Shout out Shawtown. Shawshank. Let me stop. What's your weird job? Come on, Nick.
Okay, so I, for a little point, I was working in cleaning. So we would do the kind of like second shift, third shift kind of stuff where we would go into businesses and clean them at night and, you know, carpet clean, just like generalized cleaning and stuff. It was kind of weird for me. You know, it was just like different. Something I haven't done in
It was strange.
Nick, why are you beating around the bush about this? What is the story here?
What was weird about it?
What is he trying to tell us here?
What office was this?
Go on, Nick.
No, you know how I've been doing like military stuff, and I was doing you know, like construction. I was doing warehouse stuff, so it was just something completely different for me.
It was strange to you because you were like, man, I've never cleaned anything in my life like that. Like, I've never had to go into factories and businesses.
I thought you were building up to something.
No, I get it, man. I did that with my parents too.
Vibe, you know?
Yeah, it made you feel weird.
It's like going into people's homes and places that you never see, and you're alone cleaning
and at night, and dog, you'd see and you'd be like, oh, so you had Chipotle for lunch today, I see. and dang, it's, five sodas. Oh my goodness, bro.
It's such a voyeur way to see into people's lives, to go into their businesses and homes.
That's such a great way to think about it, man. Uh-huh. And,
it feels weird.
Like Nick, I was sitting there, you know, 6, 7, 8 mm-hmm. years old doing this with my parents at night, midnight, whatever. You know, obviously it was a different time then. But yeah, it was weird. It was weird. I agree, Nick. Okay. Yep. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that commissary thing you were talking about, the military stuff, that is only on bases, and they usually have about 2 or 3 of them on the base.
On the base or nearby. Got
all
it.
Right,
cool.
Good to know.
That makes sense, because you got to have a military ID to shop there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tax-free, too. So it's like you don't pay taxes on anything. And so it's like what the price is what the price is.
Yup.
So it's $3. It's $3. There's no tax on it.
That's
okay.
Nice.
Ugh. Well, thanks for giving me a little more knowledge this morning. Two people from Waukesha. Thanks, Nick.
No problem. You guys have a good one. Much love.
Much love, man. Peace.
Michelle
Take
in Greendale. Listen to this text. Michelle in Greendale said, when I was in 8th grade, the late 80s, I worked for my neighbor who made padded photo albums. Remember those? Padded and covered with fabric. I have one with a big A knitted on the front for Allison.
You say remember? Don't we got one? Everybody
so
got
embarrassing.
One. They're still a thing, right? Tell me they're still a thing.
Are you kidding me?
What?
It's like having a doily like your grandma does.
Yeah.
No.
What? Wait.
Go to Karen in Tishigan. I don't want to embarrass anyone who has padded photo albums. Photo albums aren't even a thing anymore. They're all on our phone.
I'm not embarrassed of my album or my doilies.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. How are you?
What up,
you know, we're doing good. Emily in Menominee Falls texted in and said, I don't know how it happened, but in college I worked for a Kirby vacuum guy cold calling people who hadn't paid their bills before sending to collections. It was in a weird office in a strip mall that wasn't labeled.
Who was past due on Kirby, bro?
Dude,
okay,
weird.
Hey, weird jobs.
Random. Karen, what's your most random job?
It wasn't me. It was my husband. When we were really young, just married, and we needed money. So he took a part-time job. It was on the weekends. I think they're called septic tanks, like where all the waste is.
Oh, yes, they are.
He'd have to go and clean those out. And he's got like a really bad gag reflex.
Okay, so Karen.
He didn't do it very long because it was really nasty.
It was a one-day job. No.
It's disgusting. Oh. Okay, thanks, Karen.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, DZ, what's the problem today? Because, you know, I feel like you're good at counseling people. I always come to you for advice, and sometimes your advice sucks. But,
yeah, guaranteed.
But you never know. So what's the problem today?
We are never going to guarantee my advice is solid.
Fair.
But I like to think with an even keel mind. Mm-hmm. At least I like to think that I do.
Good. You're good most of the time.
Ish.
Most. So what is it? What's the issue?
We got 16-year-old drama, y'all.
Oh,
I'm
going to
just say, but. It's
We've all been 16 before.
Right.
Don't act like you can't relate.
Exactly. So Allie and DZ, my 16-year-old, right, is a good kid. Has a job and is involved in basketball and track. I don't worry much about him when he goes out because he's pretty responsible. Spring break is coming up. We're driving to Florida. Skirt, skirt. I added the skirt, skirt.
They didn't put that in the message?
No, they didn't. They could have, though.
You can always message us if you have these, by the way. Okay, so they're driving to Florida.
Which we do almost every year. So it's a yearly trip for him.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first year he asked not to come.
I remember those days.
I told him it isn't an option. But he presented me with some really good reasons why he should be able to stay. He's now driving and can get around without us. He said that he wants to spend time with his friends, not necessarily go on a family trip. I understand that he's outgrowing us, but I still want that family time. Am I wasting my time by forcing him to come on the trip? Should I leave him behind?
It's such a hard age to force kids to do stuff. 16, because they're right on the verge of becoming on their own and independent, but they're still a kid in your family. And you plan a spring break or a trip?
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
It's a yearly trip, though. And honestly, it's nothing new to this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid is no longer a child.
No.
I know they're under your roof. They're under your guys, all that, because they're not 18 yet. But in 2 short years, they're going to realistically be able to go do whatever they want.
Whatever they want.
But there's only 2 years left, and all that family time is limited. And I get where Mama Bear's coming from.
what do you do? Do you force your kids to go on vacation? I will say that my parents, the first time they left me at home in high school, they went to, my sister was 5 years older than me, and she played tennis in college. So they went to one of her tennis tournaments.
Without you.
They left town, and I was 14 or 15, because, yeah, she would have been in college. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I threw a party, and the cops came, and I've never done anything like that. I never did anything like that, but I took advantage of it.
You took advantage of that.
And that was the last time I got left home alone.
And but, even as a good kid, because I thought you were a good kid,
I was
right?
In sports. I couldn't even drive yet. I had people coming to get me for things. I was taking the bus to school.
Arguably like this person's son, right?
Yeah.
We haven't given him a name yet, but, you know, we gonna get there. What you thinking? I see your gears turning. It's got to be a mama bear going, man, I want my baby to come on this trip.
Traveling
Tanya?
Tanya, there
traveling
you go.
Tanya.
Traveling Tanya wants to know if her kid should get left at home. So what do you think? Because at this age, they don't want to be on vacation with you. They're going to ignore you the whole time.
Yeah.
You're going to force them to go to dinner with you, and you're going to pay for it, and then be annoyed they don't want to be there.
Let me tell you something, bro. I remember being this child. I remember being 16, 17, going, I don't want to go, and being forced to go, and having a sour time and a sour face until eventually I kind of warmed up to it, and then I was hungry.
And then you had a dinner with your parents that was free.
And then I was fine. And then it's like now I'm looking back on those experiences, and I'm really grateful for that, right? Because I know that they were few and far in between. You guys go yearly, so maybe he really is going to be taking this for granted, but you also got a short time left. They're 16, maybe next year. How about that? I think you come to a compromise, and you have a conversation.
You tell him you have to go this year, but next year we'll let you stay home?
We hear what you're saying now, but this was way too quick and way too fast. We want to let you mature, but this has already been planned. We're going this year.
Yeah.
Next year, we can talk about it in depth.
Heidi in Grafton said, let him bring a friend with. You get time with him, and he gets friend time. That's a common thing in high school, but then you have to pay for the friend.
Nope. Not going to be responsible for your little friends.
Rather leave you at home.
Sorry, we're driving. Are they driving themselves?
At 16, no. 17, maybe.
And that's where I'm at too, G. 16 is a little washy. I like the fact that they're responsible. I think you need to have basically a years-long conversation, and that could happen on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
It could start at least, so you can go, if we're going to leave you, I just need you to know you are not going to be wild.
Yeah, you can text or call 414-533-1037. We want to know, should they let their kids stay home alone? They're 16-year-old. That's what she wants to know. Traveling Tanya. Someone said, no, you don't. I don't know if that means no, you don't let them stay home, or no, you don't let them bring a kid.
I don't see it. No, you don't can mean anything. No, you don't. No, you don't got to force them. No, you don't. You know, some people might say, really, if they're a good kid, test it.
Yeah.
Right?
WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We're going to take your calls and texts next. Traveling Tanya wants to know, should she let their 16-year-old stay home for spring break? Doesn't want to go. And I get it. You're 16. You want to be at home with your friends.
Yeah,
or force them to go on the trip. We'll talk to you next.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Don't listen to me, because when my parents left me at home alone to go on vacation, I threw a party and got in a lot of trouble in high school. So I'm not a good example. DZ, the What Would DZ Do is, though, she wrote in.
Yeah, I mean,
Tanya.
Traveling Tanya got a 16-year-old, says he's a good kid, he does basketball track, he also doesn't want to go to Florida on the road trip with the family that they do every year.
DZ, there comes a point where you don't want to hang out with your parents anymore. It just is what it is.
Well, and it's Florida every year. We're going to go to Disney. We're going to see the big old orange and go buy a t-shirt.
We're going to sit in the same place we always stay and look at the beach from the same view every year.
Yes, we're going to hit Hard Rock. And cool, they got a Lego store. It's going to be a lot of the same. And quite frankly, when you hit 16
years
old,
you're outgrowing it.
But what
it's
is he,
growth.
What is he going to do at home that's different? He's going to kick it with the homies, go hoop a little bit, hop on the game, and not do a single thing. You're going to get back home after spring break, and that house is going to stink.
That's the best part of being a teenager.
Stink! the little boy funk.
Oh, trust me. I grew up with sisters. I didn't know how bad it smells with dudes until I had two boys.
I remember my funk back in the
day, bro. Smells like a locker room in my house. Let's go to Cheryl in Greendale. Make it make sense.
It's hormones. That's what
it
is.
Hi, Cheryl.
Testosterone.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're trying to figure it out. I don't know why we're getting fired up for no reason.
Traumatized by the boy smell over here. But anyway, with Cheryl.
We're trying to help traveling Tanya. What do you think?
I have two boys and two girls, and the youngest one is now just graduating from college. Mm, so I totally got in this situation.
You get this.
And yeah, 16 is just too young. I mean,
really?
We still go on vacations with our kids every year, and now they're actually starting to add, like, I have a sister that comes with us. It's the whole big family, grandparents, the kids who are adults now, and then the grandkids are starting to come too. So it's an awesome thing.
Cheryl,
now they pay for themselves too. Now they pay for themselves, Cheryl.
Right, but hold on. At 16, I had a car. I had a job. I got myself to sports practice every time I had to be there and home.
And you threw a party when you got left for spring break.
Who asked you? You know, who asked you? Never mind.
I totally agree with you. Allie, I totally agree with you because when I was in high school, I was a good kid, and my parents left me home as well.
And you were crazy.
And I had a party, and it was a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It was supposed to be a small party with just a few friends.
Oh, it always is.
It's always just a small
gathering.
That's what happened to mine.
So many people there. The place got crashed.
And then
I was not having any fun.
Same.
I spent the entire time like trying to keep things under control.
That's what happened to me.
Not my mom's.
I was putting jewelry away. I was like, some of these people are going to steal stuff. Yeah. Like, oh,
it wasn't fun at all.
I agree. The one hosting it. Mm-hmm.
So maybe you were saving your kid.
The one thing I would suggest for these parents for traveling Tanya, obviously, is like the other mom said, bring a friend along. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit extra expense. But it is a compromise this year, and try to maybe ask them what they would like to do and gear the vacation a little bit more towards
them. I'm not doing what my kids want to do.
Now I'm going to pay and let you decide?
This is about me, Cheryl.
All right, Cheryl, we were good. You had us in the first half. Bye, Cheryl.
She said, okay, bye. Well, no, really, I get what she's saying. She's saying they're too young. You can't trust them just yet because they want to make crazy decisions.
And they will.
But then at the same time, they're not planning my trip. I'm not saying I don't want to do things they want to do as well, but we should both want to do them.
Well, and that's what she was saying. Don't let them plan, obviously, but involve them more on just like, hey, we're not just driving to Florida, all right? What else would you like to do? Man, you get to be a little bit of a decider here. You are growing and maturing.
Fine, let's go to Emily in Milwaukee. We're talking about, should traveling Tanya let her 16-year-old stay home for spring break? Doesn't want to go this year for the first time ever to Florida. Hi, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Amanda in Sheboygan said, this is giving Aaron Carter Aaron's party. What does that mean? Aaron Carter has a party that, I don't know, he passed away, so I don't know, this is getting weird by the minute.
A music video? I'm assuming it's a music
Maybe.
Video.
Maybe. I don't know. Emily, good morning.
Morning.
Should Travel and Tanya let her kids stay home?
No, I was a very irresponsible 16, 17-year-old. And I did not get caught for the stuff that I did when my parents leave me home alone. But enough to say I would never let a 16 or 17-year-old stay home for that long.
I can agree to this. I can definitely agree to this,
guys?
Emily. Yeah.
I thought somebody would come through and say, do it. They're old enough at this point. No?
I don't think so.
No. I mean, my parents did it, and they would regret it if they knew some of the stuff that happened.
Fair enough.
My advice would be, Cheryl said a lot of what I was going to say as well. But I know that my parents, when we were going on a trip when I was 16, they invited my friend and their parents along. Mm-hmm. So that way they weren't the ones paying for them to come with. But then it was still, like my friend's there and they were friends with their parents.
Right.
So
everybody went.
It was fun to still have my friend, but I was still on a family trip at the same time.
Can I be honest? Okay, so I'm thinking about what happens if you stay home, right? Maybe you make good choices. Maybe you don't. Maybe you throw a party like me and Cheryl. But I also went to Florida when I was a teen with my parents, and I would meet guys on the beach and be like, oh yeah, I'm 18, and I was like 16. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of trouble we could get into.
I mean, and you're going to be irresponsible whether you're in Florida
or at home. That's what I'm getting at.
I hear you.
That's what I'm getting at.
At least they got an eye on you in Florida.
Yeah, you're less likely to do stuff like that when you're with your parents.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want the guys in college to think I was a loser because I was in high school. So I'd be like, I'm in college, but I wasn't.
We were losers and in high school, Allie.
Who asked you again? Sorry, Emily, where were you?
No, you're good.
Oliver.
We got to breathe, bro.
Yeah, we do have to breathe.
Emily, we get you, though. She's on the side of this. Yo, listen, I ain't get caught, but I also wouldn't let mine because I didn't get caught.
Fair enough. No. Fair enough. Fair. All right, Emily. You. Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Love you.
Bye. Love you too. Love you back.
Alexa from Caledonia said, start with small trips, like day trips on the weekends, and see how he does with that. A week is a long time to leave them home alone. Maybe that's true.
And I, honestly, for spring break, a lot of these kids still do got sports. If he's in track and in basketball, it's kind of D season for those things right now, man.
Well, DZ, you normally give good advice. So your advice is don't let them stay home alone.
I think one more year and have a nice long 365 day long conversation about why you shouldn't be left alone and why we might consider it next year.
I can't believe I'm the one saying give the kid freedom. Like, who? What is going on this show right now?
I wish, but the responsible parent in me is going, no.
Maybe I'm not responsible. Maybe I thought I was, and I'm just not.
You are. Somebody's got to say
well,
let them stay.
Choop's on the phone. He's got kids. Let's find out if he thinks we should let the kids stay from spring break. Choop, baby. Our former math teacher.
Choop, baby.
I appreciate you.
Oh, we appreciate you. You're so famous in this southeastern Wisconsin. People text in when you're on the air going, that's Shoop. He used to be my math teacher.
I know. One of my guys used to be his student. For real. This man is known in the city, bro.
See, now Lydia from Waukesha texted in, and I'm with her. She said, let him stay home and have someone checking on him. At random, I have a 16-year-old who's very trustworthy and responsible. He stayed home for a weekend while I was away with our dog, and I had people checking in.
That's
cool. He couldn't do anything.
And nowadays, there's cameras in homes stuff like that. Like, the technology has advanced from our days of being left home alone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it may be yes, but I'm still saying no, because that camera can get, boop, unplugged.
Who do you agree with, Shoop? DZ, his advice is bring the kid with. 16's too young.
Well, I think that family trips are super important. And if it's something that the family has done forever, my memory that I wanted to share is the idea that when I was 6 years old and my sister was 8, we went to Disney. And then we did the same trip 10 years later. We took pictures in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a family idea.
Okay.
You know, appreciating that this is the memory for the family. Mm-hmm. He should go.
Shoop.
I hear that.
Trying to get a 16-year-old to understand that, though. I understand. I'm with you.
Find a sentimental 16-year-old.
Remember how selfish they are at that age? They're like, we don't care.
Sentiment?
What?
I didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. You can call my parents. They'll let you know.
You call my mom.
I actually will. Give me your number right now. Bye, Shoop. How long do we wait until we start to get worried if someone's late? Hmm. How long goes by before you start to worry that they're not okay?
I'd say, well, not okay. Dang.
You know what I mean?
Like, for me...
10 minutes? 20 minutes?
No,
an hour?
For me, it's like 20 to 30 minutes after we agreed to meet.
Oh.
Then I'm like, I'm hitting you up like, hey, you good? Because otherwise, stuff happens. People will be running late and high on people.
Amen. Same. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We have a very special guest coming into the studio. They're supposed to join us for Am I the Jerk, and they're not here.
They're not here yet.
And so I looked at DZ and I said, well, I can't really judge because I'm not the most timely person. So now when people are late, I go, maybe they hit traffic.
Maybe they just woke up late.
Maybe they just aren't paying attention to the time they were supposed to be here.
Or maybe they're just like us and we just, you know, run late.
That part. Maybe they're just like us. You and I, DZ, are those people who I'm not late to everything anymore. I've gotten better about being there, but I definitely push it till I show up. Like, if I have to be somewhere at 2, watch me walk in at 1:59. Watch me.
Or right at 2. I don't know what to tell you.
The people that get there early, that's not you and I. We're not those people.
Quite frankly, inevitable that I'm going to be right on time or about a minute past, bro. Mm-hmm. For real, because that's how my life always works out.
Should I be worried about our guests? Should I say who it is? Should we call them?
I mean, I think we don't need to necessarily worry.
They were supposed to be here at 7:15. It's now 7:28. I'm okay with them being late, but
obviously,
when do I get worried about the guests that were supposed to be here by 7:15?
I would say if we get through all of Am I the Jerk
and we don't hear from them, we got a problem.
Then we
got
to hit them up and be like, hey,
are you okay?
Y'all cool or do you just want to make sure?
Should I say who? No, we're going to wait till they get here.
Because we're not worried as far as like them blowing us off. Like, no, it's not like that. Like, but we just want to make sure everything's copacetic with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they were excited to come in.
And we're excited to have them here.
Two guests on the air, 3 total.
Technically.
Because somebody has to drive the other 2.
Technically.
The That's all I'm going to say about the special guest.
They could drive themselves. It just would
no, they can't.
It'd be illegal, but they could drive themselves.
Oh, I was like, they couldn't drive themselves? No.
I was driving at 8, bro. They could drive themselves. What?
Okay, well, our special guests are coming.
We think.
Should I send an email?
Let's get through
some things.
I have
the phone number to call these people and be like, are you coming or not?
No, I think we
They're probably driving down the freeway with anxiety right now.
Yeah, and they're trying to make it, so let's just give them time, and then we can get to what we got to get to.
To see if they come after Am I the Jerk?
Yeah, I think that's...
They're going to come... Here's the problem.
What?
I'm not supposed to say this on the air, but I'm going to say it.
What?
They're going to come right in the middle of Am I the Jerk when we can't let them in, when we're so busy. This is like our busiest time right now.
When we're BD.
So they're
going to
come in, and they're going to wave, and I'm going to be like, I can't even let you in now, because now we're in the middle of Am I the Jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to guilt them if they're listening in the car.
No, of course
not. But I'm just saying, now they're going to come in the next 20 minutes and we're going to be completely busy.
You know, the irony in that is because we know that's how our life works out. When we show up a little late, it's usually right on time once the thing is happening and we're like, ooh, our bad, we'll wait.
Kelly in Sussex said, girl, you're not wrong with just being on time. Of course, the text jumped right as I started reading a text. Unbelievable. God, I hate our text so much. Girl, you're not wrong with being just on time. We are complete opposites. Oh, yeah, because Kelly will show up to my house like 20, 30 minutes
ahead.
And so the other day I said, are you going to show up early or on time? Because I already know you and you're going to be 30 minutes early and I'm not going to be ready.
On
because
time for
I
these
get,
early birds.
I'm ready to go at the time it's ready to go.
Right. We wake up too early and we be doing stuff too late for us to be early, bro. There's no such thing as early because we're up too early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no such thing.
All right, well, we have guests coming in. I don't know when they're going to be here. I hope they're okay. That's all I worry about.
I'm sure they're okay.
And
we're going to check in a second.
We'll call them if we don't hear from them throughout Am I the Jerk.
That part.
I was checking our text, seeing if I heard anything. Nothing.
Nothing yet. We'll see.
All right, let's get into Am I the Jerk. Screw it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did. You little jerk.
This was one of those Am I the Jerk submissions we got that we moved right to the top.
Yeah. Fast track.
Right to the top when I saw it because I went, huh? We've never had one like this, and this is crazy.
Nah, we got to talk this through.
She wants to remain anonymous. She says, love you guys. Thank you.
Don't butter us up.
Am I the jerk for breaking up with my significant other for stealing from me?
What is, I mean, he stole your heart, right?
Stole
your heart.
What?
He stole your heart.
Let a guy try to, okay.
He stole your heart. That had to be what it is.
Let me just read the submission. You can always send them in. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs on Facebook or Instagram.
It's safe.
Here's what she said. She said, am I the jerk for breaking up with my significant other for stealing from me? Allie and DZ. Yesterday, I was over at my significant other's house, so they don't live together.
Okay.
And was playing a card game with my sibling on the floor. I happened to catch a glimpse of a few things that I and another family member of mine that I live with have bought together. Mm-hmm. Also, I'll add, these items were clearly hidden from me at my significant other's house. They were stored under a cabinet. Mind you, I know for a fact my significant other has not purchased these items because they are, quote, too expensive, unquote.
Okay.
I truly am at a loss on what to do. We've been together for about 4-ish years on and off. Our relationship hasn't been perfect, but I can't help but feel betrayed. I don't think I can ever trust this person again and to even let them in my home. This is also is my first relationship, and it is super hard for me to let this person go. Am I the jerk? So they've been together for 4 years.
So they're young.
Maybe.
I'm assuming
maybe.
Young. I don't know how young.
They could be 22. They could be 18. They could be 30.
I'm thinking in their 20s, but they've been together for, you know,
they have
four
their own
years.
Houses.
Right. They
we know that.
Live on their own, but they're young.
So she's at her significant other's house, sees all these basically items from her house.
From her house that she got with a different family
that have
member.
Been stolen now, and she sees hidden at her significant other's house. I'm sorry. Huge red flag for me. Like, I am, this is like red. I, you know, I'm always looking for a reason to drop them.
Sure.
The fact that someone's stealing from me and then hiding it, that leads to lying, cheating, like all of the characteristics. When I see that, I go, oh, that's it. You're stealing. Now you're out.
But hold on, though.
That's where I jump in my mind. I go, they're going to lie and cheat too.
Maybe, right? And and do you think it is actually stolen? Because what if?
Come on.
He's trying to surprise her with something.
With the stuff she bought herself with somebody else.
Like who knows what he's trying to make? Or maybe he's trying to get something that relates directly to that item, right? Without knowing what the item is. I'm thinking, if it's like a little trinket, right?
Then
and he's trying to get
picture.
A matching charm. Taking a picture doesn't always do right. Maybe he's trying to keep it a surprise. I don't know if there's a birthday coming up. Y'all probably think I'm doing a whole
lot
of justifying.
Are you out of your mind? You are doing...
But what's the story? Like, why? What is the reason to steal something and hide it from your significant other?
That's what I'm saying. This is weird, man.
That's why I'm going. There's got to be more to this story. I don't know if it's theft. Y'all have been together for 4 years. And
that's
if it
weird.
Was theft, that wasn't hidden very well.
No. Well, they were sitting on the ground playing with someone, and then they saw it hidden behind a cabinet. So you were already on the floor in a weird spot. You'd have to sit on the floor and be like, was anybody going to see it there?
Yeah.
Sounds like they're just a klepto, and they got issues.
Well, and if they're just a klepto, they didn't really mean to steal it.
But, you know what? Here we go with the justification.
No, being a kleptomaniac is an actual illness, though. So it's like you can't necessarily help that. That's genuinely, like, that's a fact. Like, kleptomaniacy... You can't help to steal things.
Well,
you
better get some help.
Want them, right?
Okay, fine. So then listen to this then. So then is she the jerk for breaking up with her significant other for stealing? You saying she is a jerk if she does that? Because I'm not saying you can't maybe talk about it and go, do you have, this is like when someone cheats. Let's give the same example.
Wild red flags.
Someone cheats and you go, all right, I would be like, we're done. But somebody might say, let's try to work through your issues of dishonesty and lack of trust. And maybe we'll get through it, and people do,
and maybe we won't.
So there is a way to work on it.
Sure,
but I don't think she's a jerk. I think she should run for the hills.
The only reason I'm saying jerk is because she's not exploring this more. Right?
Something off.
There's something off, and there's something going on. Like,
and you think there's more to it than it's fixable?
I don't know if it's fixable. Whether he's a klepto or whether he really just genuinely stole it or he was trying to set something up for you, you're not doing enough exploring to understand, and you're always gonna wonder.
Yeah,
you're always gonna wonder. You're the jerk for just breaking up and not finding out.
I can't imagine going to your house. We're friends. I can't imagine going to your house and seeing my stuff from my house hidden at your house. Like, that immediately would make me go, DZ, I would never, now I'm untrusting of you and your wife. I'd be like, why do you have my stuff hidden at your house? Anyone on any planet, I'd be like, something's off.
Have you seen your chainsaw recently, Allie?
I gave that to you, so knock it off.
Have you seen it recently, though?
I lent that to you. I let you borrow it.
Is it in the garage in the spot that I gave it back to you at, though?
Now I'm going to look when I get home. Unbelievable.
Because I have been over since then.
Unbelievable. You know what? Don't even try to convince me. 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's a jerk for breaking up with her significant other for stealing from her. This story is wild.
We need to
know
that.
But it's got to happen.
If we know it's stealing, not the jerk. She don't know that it's stealing, so I'm going jerk.
Somebody said, oh, this is Faith in Milwaukee. She said, I don't think being a kleptomaniac is the same as cheating. One is an illness, one is stupidity. Wait, they're both character flaws, though.
I'd say both are, why are illnesses.
They're both about being dishonest. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going with it. She doesn't need to stick it through with an on and off relationship, Faith in Milwaukee. Okay.
She said it was on and off?
She did say that. She said, we've been on and off for 4 years.
Oh, I missed that part.
We have been together for about 4-ish years on and off.
Okay.
But it's a lot of people nowadays. That's why I just rolled my eyes and went, okay, fine.
Yeah,
You're trying to figure out how to communicate. Fine.
I did glaze over that. And I was like, okay, y'all been together for 4-ish years. Got it. Mm. Oh,
so
snap.
You're saying if there's already problems, maybe.
If there's already problems and you know Brad's weird and he might be stealing, yes, not the jerk 100%. But if you don't know and you're just going, he stole!
Dude,
Find out.
But I will tell you about the person in my house who I caught stealing from me next when we talk about this, because I busted someone very close to me who was in my house daily stealing from me. Mm. And boy, I feel like I can relate to this. All right, let us
this
know if she's the jerk. Jerkity jerk, okay? We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We didn't give her a name. Confused Kathy.
That feels good.
Confused Kathy doesn't know if she should break up with her significant other because... she was at their house and realized there were things from her house that were stolen, that were, we think, stolen, hidden in plain view.
I guess we got to approach it with the assumption that it is stolen because that's what she wrote in and said.
Where? How else would it be?
Unless he's trying to surprise her with an additional gift. I don't know.
And I promised you I'd tell you who stole from me. True story. Yeah. I had a girl who worked for me because, you know, I'd have people come to my house to watch the boys when they were little. And so I went through a lot of child care. I went through a lot of different babysitters and nannies until I found the ones that really worked for us. One girl worked for me for a long time, and she posted a picture on Facebook one day, and I could see my kitchen utensils, my pink cutting board that was very specific. It had a pink handle. I could see it in the background of her picture in her kitchen. I went, oh, wait, she helped herself to my very unique pink cutting board.
And she ain't buy the same cutting board?
No, she did not.
Your cutting board was missing, I'm assuming.
Of course it was. And that's when it all unraveled. And I the next day, I fired her. I found someone to replace her. And I came home from work and I said, get out of my house. You're fired. And she goes, excuse me? And she had worked for me for a long time. And I said, you stole from me. I can see my things in a picture that you posted on Facebook. Shame on you. I give you food. I give you extra money. I know you and your boyfriend struggle and you have a baby.
And
get
you steal
out.
From me?
Get out. Mm. And she did. So I am very triggered by the people stealing from me coming into my home. That was messed up. And she was stealing dumb stuff like this. Stuff.
Kleptomania.
Big time.
But okay. And there's
so
one thing for it to
I'm
be.
I'm like, you're out.
Somebody you employ, but somebody that you're in love with as
even
a relationship.
Worse.
Yeah, I hear you. I do hear
even
you.
Worse. See?
That's why I want to say there's no way that it's actual theft. There's no way that he stole this. Y'all have been dating for 4 years.
It's hard to believe, but Erin's in Menominee Falls. We'll start with her first. Hi, Erin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Allie. Good morning, Doozy.
Morning.
Did I bring you around with my story?
A little bit. Good morning, Erin. Talk to us.
Is she the jerk for breaking up with the significant other who's stealing?
She is 1,000% not the jerk. And look, let me say this. Behavior is its own language. Mm. If there's one thing I wish I would have known in my 20s, dating some of the terrible men I found out there, it's that you have to listen to 10% of what they say and 100% of what they do.
Actions over words. That's true.
It's a good rule of thumb.
He's showing you now who he is. He's a man who operates outside of his integrity, right? There's really no good reason to have all of her things and have them hidden like that. If he wasn't being deceptive. I think we have to be very careful what we're advising young ladies, because a lot of young ladies think that they're going to take a man and fix him up into a project.
No, you're not.
Stop trying to fix people,
you're
bro.
Not. And we gotta stop a lot of times people. We love to hang on to the little good things, which sometimes is what they say, not what they do. Yeah. So then you get stuck in this pattern with somebody who's not a good person, whoever you're dating, guy or girl, because you're holding on to what they say and not what they do.
You got
to
find somebody that works well with you and your lifestyle, not try to make them fit it.
Steve in Twin Lakes texted in and said, not the jerk. Dump his bleep. She don't need that energy in her life.
I'm understanding. I wonder how long it's been missing. Because clearly she didn't notice until she saw it at his house. So it must be an item that she doesn't look at daily.
Right.
Right? Unless he just stole it and she just saw it. I don't know.
Not the jerk, according to Erin. Thanks, Erin.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Janine is in West Dallas. Let's go to her next. Hi, Janine.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is she the jerk if she breaks up with her significant other who she caught stealing from her?
Absolutely not the jerk.
Ooh, 2 for 2.
Amen.
The same reasons?
Go on.
Something different, yeah.
Same thing. Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
There's something about Janine in West Dallas saying, homie, don't play that.
That just feels it. You feel it, right? You felt that in your heart, right? Homie, don't play that.
It's amazing.
Janine, say less. I don't care if it's a rubber band you stole from me. I bought it. It's mine. If you ain't asked for it, nope. I'm done. Nope.
Everyone's out.
I've been in similar situations too, where I've had someone stay with me, and I tell them right off the gate, like, if it's mine, ask if you want to have it or borrow it or use it. If not, nope, it's stealing.
Say less. Janine says not the jerk for breaking up with a significant other.
No, Janine said, homie, don't play that. Bye, Janine.
Good point. She needs a theme song so we can do the homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that. We got to just cut that up and put it in the hot key. I know y'all don't know what that means, but bro.
It's fine. Is it going to be a clean sweep? Because, you know, Rodgers in Milwaukee.
There's no way.
It's got to be. There's no way. How can you stay with someone who's stealing from you? I don't understand,
I'm not saying stay. I'm just saying jerk because you did zero investigation
for it. To find out why they were stealing? I shouldn't have to. What are you stealing from me to begin with?
I got to know if I need to throw hands.
You do. Yes.
Regardless.
Hi, Roger. Good morning. How are you?
Yo, good morning. Good morning, Allie Deasy. Happy birthday, Mackenzie. Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know.
Let's go.
Oh, I know, Roger. And Rob from Racine is setting me off right now on the text line. He said, she's the jerk. Maybe they had a fight in the beginning and he accidentally took them and forgot to return it. And forgot. That's not a thing, Rob.
That's not a thing.
You don't accidentally take someone's stuff in a relationship with. That's bizarre.
Now, you don't accidentally steal something. I'm just saying right now. You don't accidentally pocket nothing.
You sound like a klepto yourself, Rob, from Racine. Anyway,
no
Roger.
Doubt, no doubt.
What do you think?
Talk that talk.
Not the jerk.
Vacuum sweep. Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're saying?
Oh, no. Flag on the play.
What do you mean flag on the play?
Flag on the play. You saying she is the jerk?
No, she's not the jerk.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay,
so it's a clean sweep.
Okay, got it. It is a clean sweep.
He's saying flag on the play by the other one.
Foul, right.
Mm-hmm.
Blow the whistle.
Because listen, where does it stop?
That is true. Yeah. That's valuable. Where does it stop?
It doesn't. If you're going to do it once, you're going to do it again, right?
And maybe that's just the first thing you notice he stole. What if he got a whole bunch of your stuff?
Well, that's the way I felt about the stealing nanny. That's where I was going with this. So I saw the cutting board in the picture, but God only knows how much else she took from me over the year that she worked for me.
What didn't you see?
Things I can't find now, I can never prove that she took them. And trust me, there's things I can't find to this day.
Did you ever find that sweater you were looking for?
No.
Huh.
No.
Huh.
I have other things missing I can't find. So I'm saying, cut your losses now.
Mm.
If they're stealing one thing, they're stealing other things.
Oh, no,
I'm just saying.
Cut your losses after you get your stuff back.
Well, go take it and then cut your... Yeah, don't ask for it. Don't even ask for it. Just...
They didn't ask for it. All right, Roger, you vacuum it up for us today.
Hold on.
It's our show.
We got stuff to do, Roger.
What?
Are we still in the air?
Yes. Yes, Roger. Do you need something off the air?
He said, okay, producer Roger.
Jeez. Look at us getting bossed around by our listeners.
And why did we let them?
We have so much to do right now. What does Roger have a personal issue now?
You're lucky we love you, Roger, and the rest of y'all too.
No, seriously. All right. Not the jerk for breaking up with the significant other who's been stealing. Are you ready to give away these Megan Thee Stallion tickets?
You tell me.
She's coming to Summerfest. She's going to be here June 28th. We've been giving them away every single day this week after Am I the Jerk. We got another pair tomorrow, too. So let's give these away, and then we're going to talk to our special guests. I'm very excited to meet these lovely ladies, including the one who's celebrating a birthday. But first, Megan Thee Stallion, 414-533-1037. Caller number, let's go with 33. You're going to see Megan Thee Stallion at Summerfest. 414-533-1037. Good luck. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. Okay, can we take a breath?
Yeah. Together, collectively? Deep breath in. Exhale.
I feel like we're moving at the speed of lightning, and I love that speed.
I like that.
But I want to slow it down a little.
Moving and grooving, but we got to breathe.
Slow it down a little. Turn down the lights.
I don't know about all that.
Turn on some good music. Oh, wait, my bad. Never mind.
It's definitely slowing down, but you lost me. I turned off the lights, because then I'm going to sleep.
And there's kids in the studio, which is weird now.
That part.
So let's not. 103.7, Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So, DZ, I've been really excited about today for many reasons.
Why?
But I'm very excited because we have three special guests in the studio, and we finally get to meet them. So please say hi, everyone, to Mackenzie and Lorelai. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Don't be shy.
Don't be bashful now, y'all.
Don't be shy. Okay, Mom is Rebecca. Hi, Mom.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So you won at your school's fundraiser. It's the only school fundraiser I'll allow this to go down at what, K-Tech in Kenosha. Is that the...
Well, it's no longer K-Tech.
You've changed the name. Tell us about this. Don't tell us about this. What's the name of the school?
Say less.
In fact, they're from Kenosha, okay? Forget it. They're just from Kenosha. But every year, Tanya from Kenosha, who's one of our regulars, she always calls and says, can we auction off a chance for a kid to come in? And we had kids in previous years. We had Elias, last year.
Yep.
We've had different kids able to come in and be on the radio. And so I told Tanya, this is the final year I'm allowing this to be auctioned off at the school fundraiser. So welcome for the final year ever. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You guys excited to be here?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, and one of you's having a birthday.
Mackenzie, happy 13th
what
birthday.
What a cool way to kick off being 13.
I was going to say, do you get to stay home from school today?
Yeah.
Woo! Ooh, that part.
The best part.
And yesterday, too.
And yesterday.
Well, we're living life.
Well, Mom, don't make me call you in. I mean, she's telling all your secrets.
Can you call me out of school, Mom? Dang.
Just kidding. Yeah, no kidding. You guys have spring break coming up?
Yeah.
Not till April.
No, you're not doing it until April.
Oh, you guys are the later crop.
Mm. Yeah.
You waiting until all the way till Easter at the end of April almost?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that makes one of us. Next week is my kids and DZ's wife. She's a teacher. They'll be off next
MPS,
week.
MPS, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you guys are here. It took a little while to get here. You were late. Did you hear us on the air, Mom?
Yes.
I did. Yes.
And my husband busted me out.
Oh, your husband heard us railing you on the air?
Like, cool. They're talking about you being late online.
So he was ribbing?
Rebecca, we couldn't judge because we're parents and we're late to everything.
It was me. It was me.
It's always me, too.
It's always us.
It's always us. Oh, it's not them.
We blame the kids, but we know it's not technically them.
I always say it's my kids' fault, and it never is. Just look at the kids laughing.
We were actually, for the first time, ready before her.
You guys were in the car ready to go.
Because you were excited. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking? Were you like, oh my gosh, we're going to be on the radio today? What kind of thought is that as a kid?
I don't know. I was like, what? Like, I'm waking up and I'm going to be at the radio station. Like, I don't know. It was just like...
Talking to that mic.
A little
don't
surreal.
Be shy.
So did it feel, or does it feel like you thought it would feel when you woke up this morning? When you was like, I'm going to go to a radio station and see how the magic happened
on
behind the scenes.
On my 13th birthday.
Right?
Kind of, yeah.
That's cool.
So what have you thought so far, Mackenzie, who's turning 13 today? You've been in here for the past 30 minutes. You've watched the chaos during Am I the Jerk and the giveaways. We gave away Megan Thee Stallion tickets. What was it, what you pictured?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You can say no. Everybody always says
okay.
No.
We get a yes-no combo sometimes. It's like yes and no. No, I don't know.
What about you, Lorelai? You're 9.
Yes.
Is this what you pictured being in the studio when you came in, or absolutely not?
No, not really.
What did you picture
what
then?
What did you picture?
Probably like not really that crazy, but it would honestly go well.
Mm, so you had a positive feeling about today.
Yeah.
But you didn't picture it to be this crazy. Explain to everyone what happens behind the scenes. What did you just witness when we were off the air?
Define crazy.
Allie ran off.
True.
I ran out of the studio, correct. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, DZ was talking a lot.
Yes, this is also fact.
On the phone, yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was also really crazy when Megan Thee Stallion tickets were happening.
Yeah.
When you were doing the calling, like, figuring out the callers, that's not what I pictured.
You didn't picture how we find a winner.
Yeah.
So what did you see and what did you actually picture? Tell everyone.
Like explain what happened?
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I answered the phone by myself, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did you watch that? Yeah. I picked up 33 lines.
Yeah.
And did you probably pictured a producer doing that, didn't you?
Yeah.
We get this all the time. Like, we don't have a producer right now. We're in the whole process of getting a producer back in the studio.
It's a recession, okay?
It's a whole story. But people are blown away when they come in and they see us doing everything. And I'm like, no, really, we do everything. And you don't understand. It sounds fine on the air.
Of course.
But you have to be in the studio to really see how chaotic it is for our brains. And that's why at 10 o'clock, we're like, can we breathe for a second? Like one breath.
Un momento, por favor.
People think we have this gigantic staff. Is that probably what you pictured?
So why on earth do you pick 33? Then I would stop at
at like 6?
Oh, that's a good question.
Great question, actually.
That's a great question, Mom. Thank you, Rebecca, because DZ.
My favorite number's 3. Mm-hmm. We technically can't stop at 3 callers because that would give nobody a chance to even get in, right? So we got to go a little bit higher up on the scale.
All
so
right, 13.
We could do 13.
I like doing a higher number because I feel like it gives people more of a chance.
Yeah.
Because you have the people that will sit there with their phones and just dial 50 times in a row. And that takes up the first 10 lines. And so then what? What about everybody else, right? What about me and DZ who would dial once and hope for the best?
And when it doesn't ring, we're like, well, I tried.
Oh,
like,
well.
Ah, well.
Oh, well.
Wasn't meant to be.
I want to give him a fighting chance.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's probably one of the, I think people are most surprised by how little help we have. And I don't even mean that in a rude way against our workplace. It's just we're doing it all ourselves.
We do what we do and we flex it, right? You guys appreciate what we do, but.
Are you surprised that all the music's in a computer? Did you see? You probably didn't even see that yet. I haven't shown you the computers or the board.
Yeah, you guys haven't seen
a computer.
Y'all ain't seen my side of the studio yet.
They're probably not surprised by that, though.
Yeah. Because
that's
really
all they know is music on a computer. It's on their phone.
Man, stop aging us. Who asked you, Allie?
Never mind. They're not surprised. You're right. Who asked me?
You're right, though, because I was like, you guys haven't seen a computer ever before? What?
So, if you're just tuning in, we have Mackenzie on her 13th birthday and Lorelai, who's 9. You guys are sisters, correct?
Yes.
And Rebecca's your mom. Mm-hmm. And she won at a school auction, a fundraiser, a chance for you to come in and be guest DJs today.
Yeah.
What made you guys want to come be guest DJs, or what made you go say, hey, Mom, that's what we want to do, that.
Because we listen to y'all like every morning.
Yes.
Well, shucks.
That's it. I'm taking you. I love your mom even more now. See? Because she probably controls the radio.
What did you say when you said like a limit, and then you're just like, I don't care, I'm going over.
I didn't want to bid. Oh!
So, no, I set the limit for like, okay, I'm not going to go any higher than this. And then somebody outbid me. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
I'm going to still go
isn't
higher.
Isn't that funny?
This is
so
mine.
So I just set like the auto bid.
Uh-huh.
So, like, a ridiculous amount.
Oh.
So nobody could outbid us.
Don't say the ridiculous amount on air. No, don't say it. Ooh, but
that's the school better thank you for that.
Make me do a little salsa for that one. Make me feel good.
I know. That I feel so special. So then, Mom, if you went wild and you're the one who paid the money anyway to win the guest DJ spot, what's your question, Mom? Is there anything you want to know that you've always wanted to ask me or DZ?
Oh, gosh, that's putting me on the spot.
So what? No.
You're a guest DJ too, Mama Bear.
Welcome to the show. I mean, is there anything, or girls, anything you've always wanted to know or you listen and wonder now that you're in here? You can think about it. You're not going anywhere. We're going to invite you to hang out for most of the show today so you can come back with more questions. But I just want to know. Think about it and let us know.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my gosh. So cute.
So inquisitive, man.
Aww. I'm trying to think if did you ever go to a TV or a radio station when you were a kid?
Never in my life.
That would have been the coolest if we had.
To me, radio was such a like outlandish job that I thought somebody came and like scouted you, kind of like for TV, right? Mm. Radio, TV, entertainment. You had to be cool and you had to have the chops. And I was like, oh, that's never going to be me. I'm a corny little fat kid, right? I just knew that I would listen to the radio station every day and went, wow, that has to be cool. I wonder how you do that.
Yeah.
Never knew.
Thought I'd be on the radio either.
Nope.
Do you guys have any idea what you want to do when you get older? Mackenzie, you're 13. You're right on that age where you start thinking about the future, right?
Yeah, got to get a job tomorrow, basically.
Yes.
Would you be on the radio now watching us?
Oh, no.
She's not a fan.
I feel like she's more the artistic, like quiet type.
This is
though.
Too much for her. This is too. Is the speed too much?
Mm. I wouldn't.
She's not going to talk, Mom says.
I'm not a big talker.
I hear that.
So that's why the radio. Like, what about you? Yes, Mackenzie?
I like talking, but not when there's like a lot of people.
Well, I have a 13-year-old boy. What do you talk about the most with your friends? This is the mom
a lot
question.
Of random stuff.
Like what?
I don't even know. She's not going to spill the tea on what her and the chat got going on.
Trying to get the details.
I got you.
Lorelai, you're 9. What do you and your friends talk about? Like, what do you talk about it like on the playground at recess? I've never asked Hudson this. I actually want to know. What do they talk about?
Do kids talk now?
What do you talk about? Do you talk? Or do you just play?
Honestly, we talk about stuff that's for older kids because it's 20-25 people.
So she's going to be on air. Got it. You're going to be on radio, you're going to be a producer, and you guys are going to go a million miles a minute together. I got a vision of your guys' future, and whoa.
Quote of the day, it's 2025 people.
From a 9-year-old. From a 9-year-old, son.
Moralize the funny one.
I'm done. I am decreased.
Somebody texted in. Lindsay from Kenosha said, hey, happy birthday. They're doing a great job. Great job, girls. All right. Our guest DJs for the day. We have Mackenzie, who's turning 13 today. Happy birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños.
March 20th. And then Lorelai's 9, and their mom, Rebecca.
And it's 2025, people. Yeah. Get ready.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. And we have some very special guests in the studio today. It is her 13th birthday. Shout out to Mackenzie from Kenosha. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And we have her little sister, Lorelai, in the studio. Hi, Lorelai. You're 9.
Yes.
The sass is real.
You guys remind me of Owen and Hudson as far as personalities go, where Owen's a little more quiet. My 13-year-old, my 11-year-old is wild and funny. Lorelai, you know, says whatever they think, kind of like you. You guys are very similar, but it's all a good thing. It's good both ways. And their mom, Rebecca's in here because they won a chance to be on the air with us at their school fundraiser for an auction. So welcome, girls.
Hi.
Yes.
Are you guys having a good time?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
You are. Do you want to talk fashion with us? Because we have something to discuss.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm a fashion guy. I don't know if y'all know this about me. Obviously, Allie is very a fashionista herself.
No, actually, I'm not. I hate shopping. I just like deals. I like deals. I don't like shopping. I like a sale. There's a difference.
She knows how to shop to compliment herself, though.
Well,
you know
thanks,
what I'm saying?
Deezy.
She knows how to shop for herself. And I think that's what's important in fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily how much money you spend, but the way you spend it.
But you're better.
With the way you look in it, too.
You're much better at putting together a whole outfit from shoe to hat to accessories where I just throw on what I like.
I hear you.
You're into the styling portion of it.
I am into the styling portion of it. I wouldn't call myself an accessorizer, but I'm a styler for sure.
Well, Kevin Hart is now speaking out about how he doesn't wear jeans anymore, and I think we need to discuss this because one, we all watched Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl, which I'm not supposed to say, but I said it, for the halftime show. We watched his, you know, bell bottoms.
I got the flares in rotation. Yeah,
they won't call them bell bottoms. They call them flares.
Thank you.
Look at Rebecca, mom. Are you wearing them? You're wearing flares.
She got the flares on.
She's got jeans on.
Gonna wear flare jeans today.
You were? Oh, I'm actually glad that you said you still wear jeans, because this is where I was going with it. Lorelai, you're 9. Do you wear jeans?
She's wearing jeans right now.
See?
Oh, we also.
I got jeans on.
And sometimes we call them hard pants, like our boss wears hard pants. So let me play for you what Kevin Hart said. He was on Jennifer Hudson's talk show, and this is what he said.
I don't wear jeans anymore.
You know what? Now, why you don't wear jeans?
I don't wear jeans because I'm getting older. It's all pants, all slacks.
Slack?
Slack.
And that's for a certain age.
I mean, I'm over 40. I feel like a good pant is necessary.
What?
Okay.
Slack?
Jeans are not the same. Jeans hurt. And they're not comfortable.
False. I agree.
No,
they're
false.
Not comfortable.
Jeans are not comfortable. I'm with Kevin Hart for once on this.
Yeah, no. To be honest, I don't like wearing jeans a whole lot either.
Really?
I mostly like wearing sweatpants or like leggings.
Soft pants.
What do you have
on
today?
We call those soft pants.
Mackenzie, you're 13. You have on sweatpants.
Yeah.
And you look good.
I have sweatpants on.
See, but you do what you want. It's your birthday. You wear what you want when you want.
But sweatpants aren't even, they're not even a dress down anymore. Like,
no.
You look totally ready to go for the day with sweatpants on.
It's a daily.
Some days I'll even wear pajama pants.
Do you know what? Same. I got a kid who won't get out of his robe, so who am I to judge? Hudson's 11. The first thing he does is put on his giant robe when he comes down. He's got one at my house and his father's. That's how serious he is about the robe.
Robe game strong.
Lorelai, you like jeans? You're 9.
Yeah.
So you still rocking with
the
jeans?
I thought we were done with jeans.
Man,
I thought this had evolved out as our whole, I thought hard pants were out. This is why I'm wearing yoga pants or sweatpants every day, and when I put on jeans, I feel like I'm dressed up. Nobody else feels that way?
Well, no.
Rebecca said, no, absolutely not.
It depends on the jeans.
The only jeans I like to wear...
Rebecca, the mom says she likes them because they hold everything in better.
Keep a little shape, you know what I'm saying? I agree with Mama Bear, yeah.
I agree with that. Your booty looks better in the jeans. I love how I'm translating, like she can't just get on the microphone herself.
She's like, oh, I'm not saying all that into the mic.
So your butt looks better. Look, so your mom said her butt looks better in the jeans. Do you agree? I'm kidding.
I think the only jeans I actually like to wear is the flare jeans that I have, because they're like actually like stretchy and they feel kind of soft, so like they're comfortable. But like I hate skinny jeans.
You guys got to get with the material. It's about the blend. You guys aren't doing the cotton poly blend or nothing. No stretch fabric. Listen, I'm a
jeggings
big dude.
Jeggings are it, man.
Us big dudes know about the stretch jeans. If, as long as they look good on my body, I am still gonna be able to run a 4440, baby.
I don't wear stretch jeans though, because I feel like they're too stretchy, and then they like you know how you were saying, Mom, Rebecca, that jeans hold everything in, and I agree. Sometimes I feel like my yoga pants show too much, so the jeans are like a cover. But then if they're stretchy, I feel like they show everything. They show my cellulite, all these things I'm trying to like hold into place. You can see them with stretchy jeans. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I got a tip though.
You're showing everything.
I'm saying if they're jeggings or if they're stretchy.
If they're too tight.
Oh, jeggings.
Or the material's off.
It has to be the right material.
Denim.
It's still got to be the denim material. It's a blended fabric though, man. Mm. And let me put y'all on game, right? So I'll tell y'all my size. For example, my traditional size is a 38-32. Right? 38 mm-hmm. waist, 32 long.
Length,
right? That's how I wear for my, that's what I wear for my body. But I like my jeans to sit a little bit lower.
Mm.
And I like them to be a little bit tighter because I do like the stretch material.
Yeah.
So I could get away with a 36-30,
mm-hmm.
for example. And they're still going to fit my body the way I like.
Mm.
It's about, you know, the intention behind the sizing. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, say you're a size 12 or whatever. I don't know. Maybe try that 11.
Mm-hmm.
If the fabric stretches, try that 11, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the length. The length is different because, you know, I don't know.
All right. Team hard pants or team no hard pants? Kevin Hart says he can't wear them now that he's 40. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think it has anything to do with age. In fact, I thought jeans made you older.
Kevin Hart is tripping.
I thought jeans seriously made you older if you were still wearing them. But now I see the kids. They're like, yeah, we're wearing them.
I wore jeans every day.
All right. 414-533-1037. I used to wear them every day, and then I stopped. Melanie in Hartford texted in and said, Allie, have you tried Judy Blue Jeans? It's like wearing leggings. Get them at Christy Max in West Bend. So specific.
Very specific.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Carmen from Milwaukee just texted in. She said, I finally have some fashion sense. I don't remember the last time I wore jeans. A couple years before COVID, for sure.
Hmm.
Okay, now that I work from home, I wear pajama bottoms every day and throw a pair of soft pants over when going out. Oh, you went out. You didn't even take off the pajamas, Carmen.
How are you just going to layer with sweatpants over the PJ pants when you go into Target? That's diabolical.
That's real lazy,
That's wicked work right there.
Talk about hard pants and jeans, because Kevin Hart said he stopped wearing them once he turned 40, which I don't think is fair.
And he said he's only wearing slacks now?
He's like, you know, slacks. And I'm like, don't be like hard pants. You know our boss, hard pants.
Hard
we call them hard pants.
Yeah.
Girls, by the way, welcome back to the studio. Our special guests, our guest DJs from Kenosha. Your mom, Rebecca, won this at your school fundraiser auction. So welcome, Mackenzie, on your 13th birthday.
And the sassy one, Lorelai over there.
The 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. So Kevin Hart, basically, he was talking about slacks, which is what our boss wears. And you guys, these aren't like sweatpants. These are like slacks that are soft. Does
imagine
that even
khakis,
make sense?
Right? Like golf khakis, if you will, slack pants. Like you could wear these to a business meeting.
Like he's going to the country club every day.
Mm-hmm. You could wear a t-shirt if you want.
It's a vibe.
But you could also wear a suit coat if you need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what slacks are.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. Slacks have a time and a place, and I am not at that professional level in mm-hmm. my life where I'm wearing slacks every single day, because that means I got a button down to go with it. And if I ever get there, put me down, y'all.
Well, honestly, I'm not getting rid of my jeans, even though I hate them.
Tripping.
Why do you hate skinny jeans, though, Mackenzie?
I don't know. They just feel like tight, and like when I just they don't are tight. Like how they feel on me. I don't like how the jeans feel.
You want loose. That's the other thing. Now everything's loose. It's like more in fashion to wear everything really loose, huh?
Skinny's kind of on the way out. I'm a slim guy. I don't like skinny. I'm a little too thick for skinny, because slim looks skinny on me.
If I say I like skinny, does that age me?
Yeah.
Don't answer that. Okay, fine.
Okay, no, I won't.
Forget
you. Lorelai, don't look at me like
go
that.
Go to Jessica in Milwaukee. Who asked you anyway? You know what? Never mind.
Did.
Whatever. Go to Jessica
Morning
in Milwaukee.
Jessica.
Hi.
Hi.
We have our girls in the studio. Say hi to Lorelai and Mackenzie.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
What are you doing with jeans or hard pants, Jessica? Did you give them up? You still wearing them?
I don't wear them. My wife made me buy like jeans like a couple years ago because I didn't wear jeans then either. So she got me into wearing Levi's. Now, she's 46. She'll still wear jeans. Mm. And she's a bit on the thicker side, but she'll still wear jeans. Mm. Me, anything with an elastic band. I'm not wearing no jeans.
Anything with an elastic band.
You're my spirit animal
now. I wore jeans to the office. I mean, I didn't wear jeans. I wore sweatpants to the office yesterday. I'm not wearing no jeans.
Really?
See,
no.
I used to wear jeans every day, and I've kicked them out, which just shows they're back in fashion. The fact that I've gotten rid of them. Of course, they're back now.
Of course. Naturally. That's how life works.
I pass it down to my daughter.
They don't wear jeans?
We can't hear your daughter.
Oh, she's in the back. We hear her.
Hear her, but I can't hear what she's saying, Jessica.
My name's Lynn, and I like to wear jeans.
Oh, my God.
You never wear jeans. You always wear leggings.
She said, no, Mama Cap. I like jeans, too.
She didn't know. You make me wear leggings. That's not my choice, Mom.
Wow. No, that is not true.
Not you get busted out on air, Mama Bear.
Well, thank you calling.
We don't wear jeans.
You don't.
Waistbands only.
No. See, it's like you
have to wear uniform pants, and she hated it.
Why. That's the hard pants, the slacks.
The hard pants, yeah.
They're annoying.
We're team no hard pants, except for my wife.
Same.
Team soft pants only.
Say less, Jessica. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye, youngin.
Marie and Muskego texted in. You can always text in at 414-533-1037. She said, I wear jeans almost every day. I don't like leggings. They're comfortable, but I feel exposed. That's the thing about leggings, and I get what Rebecca, the mom who's in the studio, was saying, was you feel more covered up with jeans.
Yeah.
You feel it with, that's why my yoga pants or my leggings are so compressed. I have such high compression on them so that they're tight like jeans and that they cover up all the things I want jeans to do.
I now am thinking of the times Aaron has been like, hey, can you see my whatever through my leggings?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you can. And
see?
Then she changes them.
See? Oh,
we don't got this issue. We don't. Dudes don't wear leggings.
You don't have this issue.
I've never fathomed this problem because I don't have it.
Paige texted in and said, I wear jeans to work every day because I work with paints and inks. And then I immediately change into sweats when I get home. Team soft pants.
Y'all need to get some soft jeans.
Kendrick showed you the jeans are back at the halftime show. I mean, if that wasn't enough to say they're back.
Didn't know they left.
They did, I feel like, but I feel like they've been back for a while now.
Jeans, I never stopped wearing jeans, and I'm a fashion dude.
I didn't either, but I still feel like they left. Which is an insult to my own self. Let's go to Lala in Milwaukee, Destiny's wife.
You know what we gotta do.
Mm-hmm, we're gonna play Destiny's song.
Mad.
You know we're going to stir the pot every time we get the chance.
Well, Madden Cudahy texted in and said joggers all day if I'm going out or something. Otherwise, sweatpants. Oh, joggers aren't sweatpants to you? That's not the same thing?
Not the same thing anymore.
That's the same thing.
Nope, not the same thing
anymore.
Are you
out of your mind?
They're not the same thing,
Mackenzie.
The same thing.
Nope, totally different.
You guys are tripping.
Sweatpants are more flat or more flappy. Joggers are way more cuffed.
So wait, I agree that joggers have a cuff at the bottom, but joggers and sweatpants are the same thing.
It's the same thing, y'all. It's the same thing.
I digress. Anyway, go on. Hi, Lala.
Hello. Buenos dias. Hi, chicas.
Hey, ladies.
Happy birthday, Mackenzie.
Hi. She said hi. Aw.
She's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But sweatpants all day. I'm sorry. I got kids. I ain't trying to be all nice and fit. No.
But Lala.
In a hoodie all day.
Remember when you would have been so underdressed if you went out in sweatpants like that? And now it's like totally normal. I mean, you can go anywhere. You can go out to eat. You can go to church.
You would go to a Bucks game
or a Brewers game. You would never have sweatpants on. Now it's like totally normal.
Well, now you know with these vertebrae and these other brands and all these things that are making sweatpants fashionable and fancy and luxurious, you can do whatever you want.
Kanye had a whole line of the same garbage and sweatpants
clothes.
Of hobo clothes, and it was all the same stuff.
Selling for $500 a t-shirt, bruh. You was wildin'.
Like, this is not real.
Right.
What I will say,
this recently
happened. Hmm. This is just like in the last 5-10 years of a shift.
What recently happened?
I know, being able to wear sweats around like that.
Yeah.
Because tell me you would have ever in your right mind went to Target, the Target.
No, never.
No. Now, while Wally World, I'm pulling up in my PJ pants.
100%. Sure. I never would have done that at Target as well. And now I go to Target looking
crazy.
Crazy.
Target was a jean store. Mm-hmm. Now it's not. Now you can wear whatever.
Nope. I get it. Somebody texted in, jeans never left, Allie. You're funny. Okay, fine. They never left. More like you never got rid of them like me when they did leave for a few years.
That part.
I'm just saying. Denim is back. So it to come back, it had to go somewhere.
Okay? I'm about to wear a Colombian. I'm about to wear a Canadian tuxedo.
Might as well. Denim's back, baby.
Why not?
I only wear jeans if I have to go out, like if we're going out to dinner or See? Something. But other than that, I'll do sweatpants.
We get to the place Fair. Where jeans are fancy.
That, I can't stand
Think
you.
About that, you guys. Jeans are fancy. She wears them to go out to dinner.
I mean, jeans are fancy.
Jeans are fancy. All right, Lala, thanks for calling. We love you.
Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye. Love you back.
So basically, jeans never left is what we found out. The girls, only you guys like jeans, but you wore sweatpants today or whatever. Joggers, right, Mackenzie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't exactly like jeans, but if I have to wear them, then I will.
Mm. Same. Fair. Same, girl. Same.
I like jeans, man. I'm feeling crazy.
Sorry. I guess I'm the wrong one here.
I thought I was the fashion guy.
Down with hard pants. Sorry.